So, Dr. True, it's you and me again, it looks like.
Well, doggone it. It just, I don't know why it's so difficult to talk to Carl. I can suspect why, but then if I were to voice my suspicions, I would surely be called a witless conspiracy theorist, right?
Well, truth has to be told, and we are the truth beyond the truth. So let's definitely expose what we know, and we'll have him on next week. The enemy can't win this situation. Maybe just today, but that's it.
Well, maybe he'll come on as we can connect. It's like 10 o'clock in the evening over there in Prague, Czech Republic. But yeah. I sent you the list of questions that I wanted to touch base with Carl on, and I would just like to reiterate, he is without a doubt one of the top five, maybe the top three experts on nanotech technology. And specifically, you know, he manufactures to, and again, I hate this, I want to hear from the horse's mouth, so to speak, but in my estimation, he builds these nanotubes out of something called carbon 60. It's a nanostructure. We talk nano. Let's define nano. The word nano is basically one millionth of a micron in size. I mean, it's very, very, very tiny. You have to really look at it under a microscope to really see it's happening. It actually is the size of the virus world. Okay, so what is going on here is really, really important to grasp. I wrote a paper in 2010, which I sent to you last week, and of course sent on to Carl Schwartz, our intended guest, for his response, his kind of a peer review, if you will. His response was pretty short and sweet and to the point. He said, yeah, nanotech is a named the DynCorp, D-Y-N-C-O-R-P group, is one of his named defendants in his upcoming lawsuit, as he explained on your show before. He's been guest twice on the show before. Mm-hmm. Well, so he's fully aware of what I wrote in that paper. So to me, it was like saying, Dr. Ott, you're exactly right on point, and this is why. They're important enough to be named as a defendant in this massive lawsuit. Now, Renee, here's the problem. When you start going against the deepest of the deep state, which DynCorp is clearly that, you better be prepared for all kinds of nastiness, because, you know, these boys don't like to be played with. I was going to ask our guest at, you know, if he's assessed the risk versus reward of taking on DynCorp, which is really taking on the CIA. All right? I'm telling you, in my 15 years of research, these are the people. These are the miscreants. I wouldn't even call them people. These are the miscreants that have really been behind the scenes controlling the puppet strings, if you will. I have no doubt that this group orchestrated the John F. Kennedy assassination, sitting president of the United States, the de facto head of the free world, right? Taken out, blame it on a lone nut gunman named Lee Harvey Oswald, and seal up the Warren Commission official files for 75 years? Do the math. 75 years, add that on to 1963. You see where I'm going with this? Why 75 years of sealing up, Renee? That's a valid question. Why not 175 years? Why not 200 years? Why not 50 years? I submit 75 years. You see, they have a long-term agenda. You see, will it matter what happens in this country in 2035? If we're all under singularity, if we're all under the nanorobotics that are in a vaccine that absolutely will turn us into transhumanist organisms, cyborgs. I really think Dr. Carey, You know, I sent you her. She's incredible. This osteopath out of Georgia. You and I have tried to get a hold of her, giving her contact information, and just I haven't been able to. Have you?
No, I got a no response as well.
What she came, you know, she's been researching this, she says, for 20 plus years, as I have. She's been as an osteopath, warning people coherently, as you have, Renee, for I don't know how many years, at least that, 20 years. Yep. I've known you about that long.
Yep.
And you know, just educating people about the potential dangers of vaccines. You've never said, and I know I have never said, you're going to die a horrible death if you get a vaccine shot. Most people don't, but there are a lot of people that do, and you're a case history of that. Your little daughter died in your arms because of the vaccine-induced.
That's right, and what I've learned, True, and just to clarify to the audience, and I know you know this, that inevitably, whether it's immediate with shaken baby syndrome or sudden infant death syndrome, an obvious reaction to vaccinations, or long-term, because it's delayed onset, like with autism. You know, they can't distinguish it right away. I mean, Casey was started within, 2 weeks for hepatitis B vaccination. Then, of course, another 8 or 9 at, 4 months and 2 months and then 4 months. And then, so accumulative. So inevitably, everyone, what I've learned, True, and I'm sure you know this too, is that everyone eventually succumbs to a vaccine injury if they don't do something to negate it by cleaning up the cells and giving the cells the oxygen and taking out the toxicities and the insufficiencies that they have. And that's what we teach now. That's where I've been, the wisdom I've been given from our creator, from her passing, even before her passing. She passed in 1999. But Father started opening my eyes even before her passing of her injury and, what in the cell is going on. I mean, these poisons are laying in our bloodstream. And the enemy was defeated by our Savior's blood, of course. So he's coming after our bloodstream. And once they're injected, bypassing his natural defenses, he gives us, fever, vomiting, diarrhea. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but maybe someone in the audience does not know this. But, Father gives us defenses if it comes through his methods of exposure, which is the nose and the mouth. But when you bypass that and you go straight to the bloodstream, you catch the immune system on red alert. It can't vomit or diarrhea or run fever. It totally has to fight the poisons. And that's why it's autoimmune. I mean, autoimmunity wasn't even a word, 40 years ago. And now it's like in everybody's household. So inevitably, it is the underlying cause is what my late husband and I taught in our John the Baptist message, I called it. And that is that the witch's brew, the poisons and the vaccinations lays dormant in the cells. And then what you eat and breathe and drink on top of it, compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies to the cell. But inevitably, everybody's injured is my whole point for that whole comment. I'm so sorry to interrupt
no,
you.
No. Don't ever apologize for clarifying. And if I oversimplified the message, I'm just talking about immediately dropping dead. But you're exactly right. A poison is still a poison, and it's going to be negatively affecting you for decades, if not a lifetime. So well said and well clarified. And so let me just expand onto the premise, okay, which is simply this. The history of vaccinations going back to the late 1800s, late 19th century, and as outlined in the book, The Horrors of Vaccination, have been well documented and proven. And it goes back again, as we've said in prior shows so much of the time, either it's Bichamp and his terrain theory or his adversary, Louis Pasteur's germ theory. It's one of the two. Okay, if you really, really look at the objective studies, clearly it's the terrain theory that is all important. And you said it very well. The problem with vaccines, no matter what they are or what they're designed to do, will bypass your natural immune system, meaning the epithelial cells, your cilia, vibration cells in your nose, throat, your mucous membranes. And these are designed to keep poisons like these nasties from entering your bloodstream. That's the whole purpose of our defense line, okay? So a direct injection is a recipe for disaster. Some people have their genes structured so that the effects, because there will be effects of any toxin, are going to be shown years and decades later, perhaps. But there are a few individuals like your sweet little daughter who aren't so fortunate, and they die within 2 to 3 weeks or months. And that's plausible deniability by the manufacturer as well. They didn't die right as soon as they're injected. Some do, but the mass majority do not. But it's still a problem. And here's what I want to just make basically say in the premise. Every vaccine, in fact, as Dr. Gary Knoll, as you know, the founder of this network, made it so clear over the decades, death by medicine. You know, medicine is simply an extension of big pharmaceuticals. And the drugs that are on the market, whether it's vaccinations or prescription drugs, they are toxic poisons. You take more than the prescribed amount, you will have terrible effects. It's effects of poison.
Direct effects. Mm-hmm. Direct okay? effects, my husband would teach. Yeah.
Direct effects. And you take even a dozen ibuprofen over the counter, supposed to be safe. Well, guess what? You will die from that. It's a toxic poison, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So let's be very clear on that. The germ theory, as prescribed by Big Pharma and Henry Schein and company and others, are mistakenly saying that it's okay to have small amounts of poison go into your system to basically cover up symptoms, which is the body's way of telling you the terrain is in trouble. The terrain has toxicity. The terrain has to be cleansed. See, that's what symptoms are all about.
That's now, right.
The doctors, the white coats, they go to their Merck index and or their computer now, and type in the symptoms, the symptomology as they call it, and they'll spit out a diagnosis. Oh, you have rheumatoid arthritis, RA, or you have, oh no, heaven forbid, cancer. You got to go see an oncologist and get a huge dose of an even more powerful poison called chemotherapy. It goes on and on. The list of prescribed diseases. See, the answer to Big Pharma is simply throw poisons at it. No, don't go back and heal the terrain. Now, April, Renee, you know this. Your late husband, Gary, was an expert on it, and I've been singing this for 25 years myself. You know, the terrain can be cleansed. The toxins can be removed. You have to make an effort to do it, and you've got to be aware and alert of the toxins in our processed foods, our sugars. My goodness, refined sugar is the worst culprit. It is a drug itself.
Right.
It's manufactured. It's processed. It's got a chemical structure. It does one thing, folks. Sugar. White refined sugar and even high fructose corn syrup, which is another form of sugar, it robs oxygen from your blood and the terrain. If you don't have oxygen, you're going to start creating dis-ease. That's just one example. But, you know, you do, Renee, and I'll let you address what you do, and most of your listeners probably already know this, but those who may be tuning in for the first time, I mean, you are trumpeting clean house, clean the terrain, as
exactly.
The first and foremost defense against disease states. Come on, it's true, it's logical, it's correct.
That's right, and how I explain it to people, like I had last night a conference call with a couple who has been diagnosed, Arthur's been diagnosed with pancreatic fourth stage, and I had to, you know, start at the elementary level with them because they were going for a biopsy this coming up week. And, you know, praise Father, they've decided to go his way and not the drug company's way, because people don't know, for the audience that's not aware and haven't listened to past shows, how I explained it to them last night and how I explain it all day long to people that inquire about what we do for our Creator is that there's one master physician, and that's the Creator of the universe. And He made us with trillions and trillions of cells in our body. When they malfunction, we malfunction. So there's 40,000 different labels the drug companies come up with who fund the medical schools and write the medical doctors' textbooks. So all these doctors are just symptomologists. They're not doctors. They're just taught to snip the wire to your blinking oil light, whereas we show you how to put oil in your engine. But the one disease repackaged 40,000 different ways, my husband so eloquently shares on his What in the Cell is Going On CD that we are sending out for free for anyone interested, as well as his Battle for Health is Over PH book and CD, is that the one disease is cellular malfunction. And there's only two causes. The main two causes are compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies. That's the main two causes. There's a lot of other variables like the sugar, like the oxygen, everything else that comes with it, you know, subluxations, all that kind of stuff. But the ultimate, the bottom line two main causes, and this is why my husband's foundational cleanse that I now have on the manual, Our Creator's First and Foremost 21-Day Cellular Cleanse, addresses the compounding toxicities that you've been in, you know, injecting from even your childhood vaccinations. They don't leave the body unless you clean them up. They don't just sweat out. We're talking about mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, antifreeze, nagalase, polysorbate 80, glyphosate, the blood of animals. And this was what so was devastating to me with my baby girl is, you know, Dr. John Martin at the Center for Complex Diseases testing her tissue and her blood and finding high levels of what he called a stealth virus, SV40, monkey virus. I didn't know that they use live mediums to make these, you know, witches brew concoctions of vaccinations. Like with the polio vaccine, they use the kidneys of monkeys. The DPT, they use the jugular of a horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me jump in on that. You've been studying the book on called Dr. Murray's Monkey by the story of Dr. Mary Sherman and her demise. Incredible mm-hmm. book. I've interviewed the author many, many times on my own radio show and done my own research and homework into that, going back to Tulane University in New Orleans and how it ties into the JFK again. Goes back into DynCorp. It's the lynx, okay? Mm-hmm. So let me just, the simian monkey virus, they did incredible toxicology studies and how it carried the root cause of cancers across the board. And well said, Renee, it started out being put into the polio vaccines of the 60s and into the 70s. But they've taken that simian monkey virus, my goodness, a mutation, it's a viral structure, and placed it as one of the main ingredients in every single vaccine. So it's like a stealth weapon. It's sitting there hiding dormant, and then something triggers it sometime in life, and it blossoms into cancerous cells. It basically makes the cells immortal, makes your own cells mutate into a mortal form. And that's a witch's brew. That goes against
exactly.
The creators.
And there's been congressional hearings. Congressman Dan Burton in the early 2000s was having hearings of the autism epidemic, you know, being linked to the vaccinations, but also the SV40, the simian, the monkey viruses. He showed how they were in cancer tumors, their findings. So really everyone, true, I tell people that everyone has cancer cells. If you have any vaccines whatsoever, and everybody has the polio shot, because of course that already, you know, the vaccines eradicated polio, which is another big fat lie I show in my presentation. It was coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition. The vaccines had nothing to do with it. Plus they changed the name to aseptic meningitis. And when you start digging in the rabbit hole, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But it's just amazing how we all have these cancer cells in our body just from our one old little polio vaccine. I don't care how long ago it was. Even generational vaccine damage. They've been vaccinating since the late 1700s, so passed down from parents and grandparents and generational vaccine damage. But it's just so transparent that it's the condition of your petri dish, your cellular environment. And that's what my husband was all about, and he was so brilliant about, and I know you too, as well as Gary Null, that it's the biggest lie ever. And this is what Gary always taught after I did my introduction appetizer meal, I called it, in honor of my baby girl, exposing the truth about vaccinations. The first thing he would teach is pulling the red carpet out from under them, that It's the inner condition of you. It's not that germs cause disease. And Louis Pasteur even admitted to Antoine Bichamp, or whoever was the originator, that it was the cellular terrain. So that's the whole premise of pharmaceutical companies. They sell dollar signs, the root of all evil, the love of money. That's their God.
And let me be personal and tell you a little bit of my journey to my listeners that may not know this about me. I began on this path in 1987 following my own near-death experience with hypokalemia. I just could not get potassium somehow into my cell terrain. I was being blocked somehow. And so I was having real heart issues. And I'm only 28 years old when this is all happening. But this was from 1987 till about 1990. I began to really search and research what's going on in my terrain of the body. Because you know what? For whatever reason, the medical establishment just said it's all in your head, but can't find anything to understand why you're not assimilating potassium. Well, how can I'll be in my head when my body's not functioning? It's my body, not my brain. Okay,
that's right.
And so I began to search and search, and I was so fortunate to become acquainted with a Nobel Prize winner, doctor. There's other doctors, but specifically, this one, doctor himself, became my mentor and taught me the whole story of the terrain theory as explained by what he was taught in Dresden, Germany, in the 1940s and 50s. As you know, I've told you the story, Renee, in depth, but I had no idea what happened in Dresden, Germany, in the concluding months of World War II, how the orders were given for the Allied bombers to come with incendiary bombs to basically incinerate what became known as the hospital city of Europe. They were non-combatants there. They were not manufacturing bombs or weapons of destruction. No, the one thing about Dresden is, as Dr. Linus Pauling told me, Dr. Pauling explained, it was the epicenter of the terrain theory and Beauchamp. It was the world research center. And what was coming out of their laboratories and hospital settings was proving methods on how to make your cells impervious, make them basically impervious. And the end result of that is simply one thing: health, longevity, happiness.
That's right.
Not chaos, not death and destruction. So rain down fire. There's a great book called Slaughterhouse Five about a U.S. serviceman that was in a meat locker and survived the Holocaust. It's a great story. It's nonfiction. Okay? I had no idea because, the controlled media doesn't make this part of the narrative. To me, it's a war crime. And I saw this, oh my heavens. I wasn't proud to be an American. I was not after learning what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I.G. Farben, the big, big precursor to Henry Schein and Company today, the massive control of a family called the Rothschilds that were protected in every way, shape, and form during World War II. After the firebombing of Dresden, I.G. Farben and big pharmaceutical germ theory proponents had a wide open carte blanche pathway. And then the vaccines became the big thing, the Salk vaccine, the polio vaccine, the MMR, all of this became part of our growing up childhood in the 60s. I'm a baby boomer generation, born in 1959. The 1960s was the heyday of childhood vaccinations to eradicate all diseases, right? Well, listen, if Dresden hadn't been firebombed, chances are this wouldn't have been so widespread. But what are we talking about here ultimately, okay? It really is something that my mentor, Dr. Pauling, made very clear. There are nutrition. What he taught me, Renee, is so much like what you're teaching with Gary found about the toxicity of the cell. Yeah, you got to cleanse out the cell terrain, and then you add prime nutrients. Dr. Pauling explained in his four decades of research and given and the Nobel Prize being awarded, the mechanisms of how the body produces or lack thereof of vitamin C structure. See, vitamin C is so incredibly important to the cell terrain. He showed in his study and won the Nobel Prize for that. But the key to the vitamins, as he explained to me, and I want to share this with you and the listeners, vitamin is an acronym. He said composed of vital minerals. You see, the body has to have the correct ratios of usable, what he called negatively charged plus particle size minerals for the cells to begin to produce vitamins, to be able to basically balance the shell in homeostasis. Wow, I'm learning all this. I'm a copious learner because suddenly he's talking my language. He's going to balance me out as to why I can't assimilate one of the vital minerals, potassium. He taught me how to do potassium and electromagnetically alter it so that it can go, boom, right through the cell membrane, right into the cell, right into the Golgi complex, and start producing biochemicals. It was amazingly genius. So he told me, here is your information. I put it out in my book. My name is on the book, but it is his, Dr. Pauling's research. I said that to everybody I talked to. I give credit to credit due. The research was done by Dr. Linus Pauling over 40 years in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Okay? It's so simple. Minerals are a key, the prime nutrient that those cells need to produce a wide range of biological phytochemicals, as he calls them. And then, of course, you have the basic nutrients of proteins and so forth and so on. And it's prime nutrition. Dr. Pauling said it best to me, Renee. He said, we're just really basically formed of the dust of the earth, biblically speaking. We are that. Well, what is dust? It's minerals. We're a handful of minerals. We're like basically mud with faces. We're water beings. Water, minerals, key nutrition. Of course, we have, and he explained it to me. He says the world, not just the world, but the U.S. in particular, and this is a report in the 1940s, it's in the Congressional Record, that our soils are become denuded, deficient in some of the most important prime minerals. And he says, so people start to be deficient in minerals. You add that to the toxic load of the vaccines and big pharma's poisons, and you have a recipe for heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, cancers, disease state, which just every time this happens, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching,
right.
Big pharma is enriched. That's the problem. It's outlined in my book, Wellness Secrets for Life. Okay?
That's why we're real excited, True, to unite with you. You know, I want to give everybody your website because we are going to be just today purchasing minerals from you. You have the best water you've proven to us, as well as the cleanest minerals. You know, meminerals.com is where you can get the best of the best as far as that. But see, the problem with the medical doctors and the reason we can't see the whole message Father has given me through the death of my baby girl, my first child, is that these medical doctors, we worship them. We look at them as God, literally. And they use the opposing force of Father, you know, fear. You're going to die if you don't vaccinate. You're going to die if you don't get chemotherapy, radiation, instead of having power, love, and a sound mind. So we, you know, the dad of my children literally walked in when I was pregnant with my daughter and said, Dr. John and Dr. Frank are telling us to look into the vaccines. And my response to him was, I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my child. And that's 99.9% of people out there. So because we give these medical doctors who are trained by the drug companies, like I said, the textbooks are written by them. The trees are for the healing of the nation. Vegetables are for the sick. And although I know that our minerals are deficient for sure, but I also know, like with our cleanse, and I mentioned to you yesterday, We try to find the co-ops and the local farmers, the ones that are making the best they can. I mean, you're still not getting the way it was in the Garden of Eden, obviously, but by abstaining from the pesticides, by abstaining from the GMOs to make more money with the cows and everything, by getting as clean as you can right now, and again, along with your minerals, I'm not negating your minerals because we're now united, hallelujah, but I'm just telling you that I've seen, ALS go away, a guy on an oxygen tank no longer has ALS. I mean, I've seen the incurable diseases go away just halfway through our cleanse of stripping the cells. It's almost like how I teach people is like having a hand over your mouth when you're trying to eat. Obviously, you can't eat that meal if your cells are caked with what you've been injecting from childhood, eating and breathing and drinking, in my case, for 55 years. Compounding toxicities. So what our cleanse that my husband formulated is to do, designed to do, is to strip the cells, get the toxins out of the liver, the gallbladder, the lymph, the blood, the brain, the colon, everything simultaneously, because he taught that you can't just do one organ at a time or the toxins just run to another organ. So by flushing out the cells, a heavy metal chelator that pulls it even past the blood-brain barrier, at the same time you're doing live, organic, or at least bug spray free vegetable juicing, just raw foods. It's a vegan diet the whole 21 days. I mean, the results that everyone gets just during our cleanse, the eyes start clearing up, the hair, the skin. It's just amazing the results that we get. But back to medical doctors, they're not even taught nutrition. They don't think it has anything to do with health. And they have nothing showing toxicity. My brother, just about, 6 years ago, I guess it was, maybe seven, goes into the emergency room, can't even answer his phone. And this is a very talkative man. He's 4 years younger than me, Shane. Can't even answer his phone. His brain-to-mouth connection stopped working. He lived on Mountain Dews or whatever, sodas, ham and cheese sandwiches, smoked, all that kind of stuff. He goes to the emergency room, can't even answer the doctors, the emergency room doctors. My Uncle Joey had to meet him there to answer the questions and everything. They let him go because they have nothing to show toxicities. Our scanner from Budapest, Hungary, picked up that he had ammonia coming. The liver was so toxic, his liver was producing so much ammonia that was getting into his brain. So long short, I have the testimony in our manual for our 21-day cleanse, but he basically, my son actually offered to do the cleanse for him or with him because he had just did it at 15 years of age and got tremendous results as well. And he said, Uncle Shane, why don't you try Gary's cleanse? Went back to my mother's as Gary and I went into Georgia and did a presentation. My son Corey did everything for my brother. We even let him still smoke his menthol cigarettes as needed just because we didn't want to shock his cells completely for the first couple days, but 4 days into our cleanse, everything started coming back again. By stripping those cells out of the body, I mean, all the toxins out of the cells, and then given the nutrition, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation, the minerals. And that's why I'm so excited to be reunited with you, True, because with what you've proven to me or my sister Miriam and I, and the quality of the minerals you have, I mean, the results that we've been seeing for 15 years now, Gary and I, is just going to be amplified to the max. So I'm really encouraging people to, for sure, look into his MEMinerals.com website, as well as, contact us for our 21-day cellular cleanse. It's not even an option. I mean, nowadays, it's not even an option. The cleansing of the temple, Scripture talks about. That's what this is.
Exactly. You're right on point. The cleansing is important. There's my sweet wife, Joan, she... Yes, let me tell you what happened yesterday. She came. She has a favorite. I don't know what. To me, it's like, okay, watch your TV show. I don't get into it, but this one is pretty amazing. It's I forget the name of the darn thing. This couple in Mississippi comes in and takes old houses, buys them for a bargain, basement there in Mississippi, and then just makes them brand new again inside. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty entertaining. I started going, That was like a lot of work to me, what they were doing is what we're talking about here, in a metaphor type of thing. The house looks terrible. The house is decrepit. There's foundational problems. The floor is sagging. It's not level. There's nothing in these old houses. These people came in, this husband and wife says, I see I see a jewel. I see something really neat, but I got to do some work. I got to clean this place up. And so they'll come in and strip it down, sometimes even putting new foundational flooring, subflooring, et cetera. And at the end result, oh, they made something so gorgeous out of something that was pretty nasty before. That's right. And that's the metaphor here. There's, you know, your foundational basis of your body is your most valuable possession. Your house isn't your most valuable possession. Your car isn't. Those things can be replaced. Your body is priceless. It's your possession. Wake up. Take care of it. And if you've got problems with the foundation sagging, clean it up. Let's get in here. We're going to wreck out this subflooring and put a new flooring and build up from the ground up, Renee. That's what we do. That's what we're talking to people about. Let's make it happen because, you know, you got to clean up. You got to cleanse out and get some new foundational stones put in place. And that's what my minerals are all about. They don't really cleanse. You need your cleanse. But what I do know is my water, correct water, the correct minerals are a basic foundational, basically ceramic tile on the wall type of thing. Okay, so I'm going to offer this to the listeners today. You either contact whoever, Renee, directly or go to my website. Say you heard us on this show, and I will give you a free book, Wellness Secrets for Life. Okay? Absolutely no charge. Get it out there. It's you know, Renee will have the cleansing situation. If you don't know about her cleanse, learn about that. But let me explain ways in which Dr. Pauling taught me to build a beautiful home and foundation. And Dr. Pauling, 94 years old at his passing, and I got to say on the record, I believe personally he was toxic poisoned. This man, I talked with him for 3 years on our phone sessions. Man, he was like, his mind was like a steel trap. We'd come back a week or 10 days after our last conversation. It was like, we never stopped. He was like, quickly. He had no lapse of memory whatsoever, and he's in his 90s and absolutely energetic. He goes to a black tie event where he was basically the leading proponent of nuclear disarmament, and the military industrial complex has some, you know, he's on under FBI protection because he has credible death threats against him. He told me about some of them, but he wasn't living in fear. He goes to this black tie dinner, comes home and starts vomiting, and didn't recover. Yeah. Very, very strange. I was saddened by it, but again, we don't live in fear. We just keep telling the truth in honor of him. You know, this is the building blocks, the mineralizations. Okay,
right.
The book will explain the role of water. Man, you know, April, Renee. I keep calling you April. I apologize.
That's okay. That's my name, too.
That's your name, too. But my goodness, there's such there's misinformation about water. People just think water is, as long as it's wet and cold and that coming out of the tap, it's okay to drink it. My goodness, no. No. And even some bottled waters can be dehydrating agents, not hydrate. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's all in the pages of my book, why you got to understand water science, the basic rudimentary functions of water, because without the right water, it doesn't matter how good your food is, okay? It's really important to understand that. You can have the best organic farming food in the world, and if you have the wrong water, you're going to get sick. I mean, I've talked with hundreds of vegans and semi-vegans who eat nothing but the best organics. And they call me and say, Dr. Ott, I know you're Dr. Cousins. He portrays you in his book, Spiritual Nutrition. I've listened and watched your career. I got to call and tell you, I live so wonderfully. I have all this great stuff, organic food and but I've got colorectal cancer and it's stage 4. What's the matter? I said, what water are you drinking? Oh, why is that important? No, what water are you drinking, sir?
That's
sir or madam? Well, they're only the very best. I says, and that is? And they tell me the name of the water product that they're using. I just said, oh, my goodness. No, no. Drinking alkaline water, folks, is not a recipe for good health. You've got to drink pure water. It's all on the pages of my book. The book explains the correct water to use. You can do it yourself. Just follow the instructions and understand basic water science. I can't say that enough. By all means, organic vegetables, great. Proteins, food, the ketones, the ketosis, all of that. You know, the nutrition books are being rewritten as we speak. You know, how carbohydrates are responsible for putting excess body fat onto you. Back in my day of learning in the 90s and 80s, you know, carbs were a good thing, but not anymore. You know, the food pyramid demonized fats of any kind. Animal fats, bad, causes heart disease and terrible LDL, and you need to focus on HDL, cholesterol. Well, folks, the research now is showing that's just bogus. That was false information, too. Dr. Udo Rasmus's great book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, show that the real culprit are the fats that are processed fats that you think are fine. There might be vegetable oils, but they're processed. That causes more problems in the heart than anything. Dr. Pauling understood it. Dr. Pauling said this, and he got blackballed for it in a big way because he said there was no reason for anybody to die of heart attack or stroke. It just isn't possible if you understand the principles of vitamin C synthesis. Simple. It says heart attacks, hardening of the arteries, arterial sclerosis is simply a symptom, one of the symptoms of scurvy, which is vitamin C deficiency.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks. It's simple. It really is. Which brings us back full circle. And I want to end with this with you, Renee, is simply, how do we protect ourselves against any virus? And Dr. Carey, my goodness, she's this osteopath. I wish we can get her on the show. I hope to do that with you. My goodness, she nailed it. This upcoming vaccine that's being propagandized as the biggest savior of all kind, right, is the most dangerous and deadly of all ever. Nobody knows what will happen when you inject nanobots, literal nanobot technology, into your bloodstream, bypassing your immune system. Nobody knows.
That's right.
There's not enough testing. It's all because of a pandemic. They're bypassing all necessary testing. And Operation Warp Speed, OWS. Renee, we don't have much time anymore. This is on fast track. And in immense numbers of billions of dollars, not only in America, but worldwide, are being fast-tracked to bring this terrible thing to a vaccine needle near you.
That's right.
Imagine a nanobot, not only one, but literally thousands of nanobots being injected into your body. Nanobots that, according to DynCorp's own patents, oh my goodness,
I know. I'm real excited next week, True, to discuss this with Carl. I apologize to the audience for not being able to connect him today, but apparently it wasn't Father's will. I put everything in his hands, so he'll have more information for us next week. But we only have a couple more minutes now. True, do you have any final words before I say the closing statement? We'll continue on next week.
I don't have any final words. My words are continuous all the time.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll definitely continue them next week for sure. But I want to stand on Father's word, his inspired word. And this is on our treatment link of our vacinfo.org website. Romans 12:1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Father. This is your true and proper worship. He makes it very clear, the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify him in your body and in your spirit. He says in his word, it is our responsibility to take care of our temples. And that's where True and I are trying to help you with. We are uniting. He's going to be doing our 21-day cleanse with us soon. I'm learning about his minerals. There's many other things to talk about. He has a Magi device he's made that's going to block the 5G. Couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 3:17. If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall Father destroy, for the temple of Father is holy, which temple you are. 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So to have this laid back mentality that we can just sit back and live on, you know, Franken food is what it is. Gary called it Franken food. It's Frankenstein food. We're not going to be able to thrive if we're wearing a mask right now, and the next step is to force us to also get the vaccination. I mean, that's going to be our demise, and we'll get into that more later. True, thank you again. I've got to close now. We love you, and we will talk to you again next week, sir. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805 and leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and yeah, bless.